Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, bring in the pets. It's time for the Burnham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line, brought to you by Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Brenham High School golf, and we've got open lines tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Mnuchin, his all-star band, and is always in studio with us. Our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sportsline Sports Talk with a local attitude. And Mookie's excited because we're going to have open lines in the second half of the program. So get those questions ready. 836-9937, 836-9937. That's coming up in the second half of the program. But in the first half of the program, we are talking Brenham High School golf and golf season winding down. And with us is assistant coach of the Brenham High School golf team, our old friend Tara Felder. And Coach, how you doing?
Doing well, Doc. How are you doing?
Great to have you here. I'm doing fine, doing good. And also with Coach Felder is Brenham Cubette golfer Haley Wheeler. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Great to have you here. And Coach, going to start with you first. We have gotten through the district meet, and how things shape up this year? How do you feel the golf season went? How did it develop for the teams this year?
Well, I think we're very excited about how it ended with Haley. It began, back in November, really, when we went over to Bastrop, and we didn't fare as well as we thought we would back then. But as we got the season going, we played a little better. We finished, boys finished second in the Navasota tournament. The girls finished third overall. Haley, I think, placed second as an individual in that tournament. And as the season got on, Logan Blundell kind of got his game together, and we were real happy with that. Didn't fare so well in the district tournament, but he gave it a good shot, and so did the other guys. And the girls, we saw much improvement. Paige came through and had some shot some scores that kind of beat some of her last year's scores, so that was good. So we're real excited about Paige coming back next year, Jancy as well. Haley, we're real proud of her being a regional qualifier. She received first district honors, and so we're really looking forward to starting our match tomorrow, see how we can do and make it, give us a shot to go to state.
And as you said, the team started out a little bit slow back in November, but it seemed like as the season went on, it seemed like we saw the scores improve each tournament.
Absolutely.
The scores got a little better, a little better, and a little better. And that's really kind of all you can ask for, is that the team just gets better each and every tournament.
Absolutely. We just seemed to hit a little wall when it came to district. I don't know if nerves got us or if the course just kind of took control, but I mean, the guys played well and the girls gave it all they got, so you know, I'm proud of them. We wish we were wishing for more, but hey, they gave it all they got, so or all they had, and we look forward to next year. I look forward to tomorrow, actually.
Right. And one thing that you take a look and you see the other teams that are in our district, and it seems like the teams that are really strong in our district are the ones that have subdivisions that are built around golf courses, and as far as the tennis teams, they're tennis courts as well, and they have these fancy subdivisions, and it seemed like they have kids that have grown up all their lives playing it.
Absolutely.
Whereas here in Brenham, we have to develop golfers and tennis players, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. And I tell you, we've got a junior high program that Carrie Prohoda has started, and it's going well. They're playing in a lot of tournaments, learning the game, and that's always a benefit for us at high school.
All right, and as you mentioned, you came with Haley this evening, and Haley, first of all, congratulations, outstanding effort in the district meet.
Thank you.
All right, and now as you get ready for regionals, talk a little bit about, do you feel like you're peaking right now? Do you feel like you're playing your best golf of the season?
You know, this year I've been pretty consistently in the low 80s, high 70s. At this particular golf course, my one goal has been to break 80. I've gotten close, 80, 81, 82. And so I hope that isn't my peak at that golf course, per se. I do really want to do good at this tournament. I definitely want to break 80. I think if I can do that both days, I'll make it to state, which is definitely my second goal at that golf tournament.
And what course is it being held on this year?
This is River Ridge in Sealy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. And how do you feel about the way things have developed throughout the season? How do you feel about how your game has come along each tournament?
Oh, I think my game has done very well this season. You know, I had a pretty good season last year, but I think I've become more consistent this year. There weren't any big scores at any of my tournaments, like I said before, a lot of low 80s, high 70s, which is kind of where I've been, you know, for this whole past year.
All right, Dan. What do you feel is the strength of your game? What do you feel you do really well out there?
I think I'm a good putter. Mm-hmm. Some of my tournaments don't seem to, I don't fare as well putting. It really just depends, you know. Some days I'm better with my driver, my irons. Some days I'm better chipping and putting. It just really all depends. Hopefully I'm good with all of them tomorrow and Wednesday. That would be beneficial.
And talk about the way, you know, golf is kind of unique in that mm-hmm. it's an individual sport,
yes.
yet it's a team concept
yes.
at the high school level. Talk about the team as a whole. How do you feel about the way the team performed this year?
You know, I think the team did really well together. We get along really well, and I think that helps a lot with just everything about it. I mean, the boys and the girls, we all support each other, and We make sure we try to be as best as we can possibly be as a team and also individually.
All right, and as you get ready for River Ridge for tomorrow, what are the things you feel are going to be paramount? What do you feel you have to do to be competitive and to make it to state? What are the things you have to get done on this course?
I'm going to have to score really well. I'm going to have to make, you know, a lot of pars. Birdies would be helpful, too. I can't have too big of numbers. I can't have any doubles or triples because that's just absolutely detrimental to my score on 18 holes. But, I mean, pars don't hurt, but birdies help even more. So I'm going to have to keep my head down, you know, don't play too fast, don't swing too hard, and hopefully I can put everything together tomorrow.
All right, and how do you feel about your approach as far as concentration goes? Because I know that's one thing that all the best golfers, they say that is their key.
Oh, yes, it is.
Concentration, not kind of letting their mind wander and start thinking about other things and just to solely concentrate on that. How do you feel about your concentration?
I think my concentration is pretty good. I try not to worry too much if I have a bad hole. I try to just keep my head in the game. I don't want to worry about anything other than golf. Just the next shot is always the most important shot. So, mm-hmm. you know, if I keep that mindset, I think I'll be all right just concentrate. I've just got about 4 hours to just concentrate on golf, and that's not too hard.
All right. And did you get a chance to watch the Masters over the weekend?
Oh, of course. That's all I did yesterday.
Okay. How painful was it to watch that 12th hole for Jordan?
Oh, I was just cringing the whole time. You know, I've been in that position myself, and it's just your heart sinks whenever you're in such a good position and you just lose it on one hole. And I mean, he really tried to help it out with some birdies on the next couple of holes, but I mean, there's only so much you can do when you come off of a quadruple bogey on a par three. So I felt for him.
Now, you know, some of us consider a quadruple bogey pretty much a nice score. I said, yeah, we'll put that down there. You know, when you know, for me, the best thing about a seven is it's not an eight.
I know. So. I know.
But anyway, River Ridge tomorrow. Yes. And tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yes.
And and I know you said you'd like to break 80.
Yes.
But what's the target? Do you have a target number in mind, or is it just you're going to go out there and just play
your
best?
I don't try to have a target number, because then I get, you know, pretty depressed if that doesn't happen, and then that just messes up my concentration a lot. So I just tell myself I want to play as best as I can play, and you know, breaking 80 would be great, but hopefully I can just keep it around that.
Mm-hmm. And are you the kind of golfer that keeps an eye on your score as you go along, or do you play and not worry about the score?
I try not to worry about it. Uh-huh. I guess subconsciously know like how many strokes I am over par, mm-hmm. but I do not count my score, because I stopped doing that a couple of years ago. Uh-huh. Because it just messes with your head.
That's it. All right. All right. And Coach, as you listen to Haley talk and talk about the game, what goes through your mind when you hear her talk about it sounds like she's got such a passion for the game.
Absolutely. And she always has. She's been our number one golfer since she was a sophomore. And she's always had the concentration and the drive and the willingness to get out and do the practice to get better. And that's what's made Haley be successful. And like I said, we're so proud of her for the accomplishments. And tomorrow we just got to go out there, concentrate, make good approach shots. That's probably the toughest part of that golf course. And if we can get the approach shots, stay on the green, we're going to score, and we're going to score well. So hopefully the weather will cooperate, and we'll go out there, and she'll do her best, have her best rounds.
That's the goal.
And that's the goal. So, but like I said, we're so proud to have her going. Wish we would have made it as a team, but our girls worked really hard this year. And I didn't mention Whitney's Blaylock. She was a big part of our success too, and we wish her well. She's a senior, and we're losing her. We're just excited and can't wait till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 10:36, we tee off.
Yeah.
So, All right. And one thing that I guess now, as far as once the play starts, you can't have any contact with her?
We can.
Or you can't?
We can from from tee to green.
Okay.
And then from green to tee.
Okay.
But you can't slow up play.
Right.
It,
okay.
There's a little fine line there.
Okay.
Haley is one to not do a lot of talking. We don't do a whole lot of talking. And she comes in, she makes a turn at 9, and I pick her up to take her to 10, and I check the scores, and she's, I don't want to know. I don't know where I am.
No.
And some days are, it's much better than yesterday, Coach, much better.
And that's all I say.
That's it, huh?
So the conversations is minimal with Haley, and that's okay, too. It's her game, and that's the way we approach it. But if we need to jump in, we definitely jump in.
So you get okay, because I was wondering, because you always see the tournaments, you see the players out there walking all by themselves with the bag and everything.
That's right.
And so I was wondering, because you know you don't have caddies, so I was wondering who you have to lean on there for advice.
Just myself.
All right.
And then from tee to green and green to tee.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, again, Haley, we wish you the best of luck over the next 2 days, and hopefully we'll be talking to you before you go to state. How does that sound?
I hope so. That sounds great.
All right. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Doc. We appreciate it.
And if you see Coach Hathaway, tell him, you know, thanks for chickening out. And oh, oh, my goodness. He is running a tournament this weekend.
That's
so,
correct.
Or this week, I mean. So, but again, Haley, we wish you the best of luck. And thanks for being here tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We've got open lines coming up, and we'll do that right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
It's Patient Appreciation Week at Bartay Chiropractic in Brenham. This is Trish, and yes, I know what you're thinking. Didn't Bartay Chiropractic just celebrate Patient Appreciation Week last week? Yes, we did, and the response was so great that we couldn't get all the patients. So we've extended Patient Appreciation Week through this Friday. That means if you're a new patient to Bartay Chiropractic, all this week you can receive your initial exam, consultation, and x-rays, if necessary, all for just $29. That's right. You get your exam, consultation, and x-rays, which would normally cost about $200, for only $29 this week only. Make your appointment today by calling 979-836-5591. Patient Appreciation Week ends this Friday, for real. So give me a call today at 979-836-5591. Let Bartay Chiropractic improve your life by getting rid of your back, neck, and leg pains. Learn more at BarteChiropractic.com or visit us at 352 Stonehill Drive in Brenham.
Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And again, we do want to thank Haley Wheeler and Coach Tara Felder for joining us tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line to talk about the Brenham Cub and Cubette golf team, and Haley heading to the region meet tomorrow in Sealy. And we wish her the best of luck, and hopefully we'll be talking about Haley heading to state. That would be awesome. So we are looking forward to that over the next couple of days. Open lines here on the Brenham Sports Line, 836-9937, 836-9937. We will take your phone calls about anything you want to talk about. Brenham Cub baseball, Blindbuck baseball, Cubet softball, Buck softball, Brenham High Golf. You want to talk about that? You want to talk about college or the pros? The Astros are underway, off to a rough start. We got Astro baseball coming up here. Our broadcast in less than an hour. The Astros and their home opener. That's on tap for tonight. And also, the Rangers season is underway. You want to talk about that? Want to talk about the March Madness that is still resonating. Folks still talking about that championship game between Syracuse and, between Villanova and North Carolina. Oh, my goodness. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937, here on the Brenham Sports Line. And if you want to talk about it, we will be more than happy to talk about that epic implosion, I guess you would call it, meltdown. Or you can just say that's golf, about what Jordan Spieth went through yesterday, because it really is. That's just the way the game sometimes is played. It conjured up images of Greg Norman at the Masters when Nick Faldo won his first Masters championship. Greg Norman had an even bigger lead. He was up six strokes. However, his was a more gradual and in some aspects even more painful meltdown, because Jordan Spieth came on that one hole. You know, Jordan Spieth's problems came on the 12th hole when everything just fell apart, and it has become now not the Masters that Danny Willett is going to be known for winning. It's going to be the Masters that Jordan Spieth blew, which. Is it fair or is it not fair that that's how it's going to be remembered? Well, unfortunately, that's the reality that we live in, is that that's what people are going to see. People are going to say from now on that that's the Masters that Jordan Spieth blew, and not the Masters that Danny Willett went out and shot 5-under-67 on the final day of the Masters. He shot 5-under on the final day of the Masters, and he won. But Jordan Spieth is the one who is going to be known for this Masters. But his was a quick meltdown, really, because 10, 11, and then, of course, the 7 he hung up on 12, the quadruple bogey. Whereas when Greg Norman fell apart, it was a bogey here, a bogey there, a double here, a bogey there, a double here. And it just seemed to take all afternoon long that Greg Norman just completely imploded and cost him the Masters. And to this day, when people think back on that Masters, they think more about Greg Norman falling apart than they do about Nick Faldo shooting a solid round of golf to claim the championship. And that's what you're going to see, I think, in the future, is when people look back on this Masters, they're not going to remember so much Danny Willett as they remember Jordan Spieth. Now, the thing is, how long is this going to bother him? Well, you could tell, when the round was over yesterday, that it was just crushing. It was devastating for him that he didn't know quite how to handle it. But the thing is, he is so young, so talented, that he's liable to go out and win the U.S. Open now. He's liable to go and win the British Open or the PGA. But he'll never forget this one. I guarantee he will never forget this tournament. He will never forget that 12th hole yesterday in Augusta. Other stuff going on in the big wide world of sports. The Houston Astros off to a bit of a, not a rough start, but not as good a start as some people thought they were going to. The Astros started out with that win over New York on opening day, then drop their next two, then drop two out of three to Milwaukee, so they find themselves 2-4 right now, going into the home opener. They're hosting Kansas City tonight. Only the defending world champions. Yeah, only the team that won everything last year. They're in town for the game tonight. It's going to be Chris Young against Colin McHugh. Hopefully Colin McHugh lasts a little bit longer than he did in his opener against the Yankees. Lasted one third of an inning and got absolutely lit up like a Christmas tree. And so we'll see if Colin McHugh can stick around at least for one full inning tonight. That would be a step in the right direction. Meanwhile, elsewhere in big league baseball today, a lot of home openers and a lot of day games today. San Diego Padres beat the Phillies 4-3, home opener in Philly. Home opener at Fenway Park, and the red-hot Baltimore Orioles beat the Red Sox 9-7. Orioles off to a 6-0 start so far this year. Pittsburgh Pirates, team that a lot of people think will win the National League Central. They were winners over the Detroit Tigers, a team that has gone south in a big hurry. 7-4, Pirates banging out 17 hits in that win and getting a lot of them off of former All-Star pitcher Justin Verlander, who has just seen his game completely abandon him. Cardinals pounding the Brewers 10-1 in the eighth. And also in the eighth, the White Sox over the Twins 3-1. In addition to the Astros home opener, Rangers are on the road. They're still on the West Coast. They're in Seattle tonight to take on the Mariners at 9:10 tonight in Seattle. Open lines here on the Brenham Sports Line, 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call. You want to talk about college football, give us a call. Want to talk about college baseball, give us a call. You want to talk about basketball, we're here for you. 836-9937, 836-9937. This is the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. And if you missed the first half of the program with Haley Wheeler and Coach Tara Felder, we'll have it for you online. Just log on to our website, kittybhi.com, and it'll be uploaded as a podcast. This is the Brenham Sports Line on AM 1280 KDVHI. Brenham, coming up on 6 o'clock.
Join KWHI on Saturday for the annual Burton Cotton Gin Festival and Parade. There will be tours of the old gin, food booths, arts and crafts, children games and activities, and musical entertainment all afternoon. Our broadcast from downtown Burton is sponsored by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Carmine State Bank, Boehner Funeral Home, Tegeler Toyota, Burton Shortstop, and K&H Portable Toilets. Tune in to KWHI this Saturday, April 16th for the Burton Cotton Gin Festivities.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now, rock star Bryan Adams cancels a concert this week in Mississippi over a new anti-LGBT law. Last week, Bruce Springsteen did so in North Carolina over a similar law. Responding to this protest of the law today in Raleigh, North Carolina, this Christian businessperson.
Our governor and our General Assembly did their job. They did what was right.
John Grisham and Donna Tartt are among 95 Mississippi authors urging state officials to repeal the law. that lets workers cite religious beliefs to deny services to lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender people. Signing a bill increasing time off with pay for employees who must leave work to care for families starting in 2018, California Governor Jerry Brown. California is one of just four states and territories to mandate any pay during family leave. Its law already allows up to 6 weeks off, a little more than half normal pay. The Army has a strict dress code, and it's about to waive it for one religious group. ABC's Andy Field.
For decades, the Army excluded Sikhs from serving because it banned soldiers who wore beards and turbans, but the Pentagon making an exception for three Sikh men so they can report to basic training. All three were either in the National Guard or Reserve, but face court-martial if they refuse to violate their faith and shave. Sikh groups are happy, but they still want to end the case-by-case approval.
Fired in San Antonio, Texas.
A chaotic scene became quiet very quickly when a school district police officer slammed a 12-year-old girl to the ground in late March. A week later, cell phone video emerged, and now Joshua Kemp has been terminated by the San Antonio Independent School District. In a statement, Superintendent Pedro Martinez said situations can sometimes escalate to the point of requiring a physical response, but that this response was unwarranted. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Another guilty plea from a corrupt soccer official, according to ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Alfredo Hawit of Honduras pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges connected to bribes prosecutors said he took while president of soccer's ruling body for North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. Like other global soccer officials, Hawit was accused of taking bribes in exchange for lucrative media and marketing contracts. He's one of more than 40 people around the world charged with corrupting international soccer over the last quarter century.
Getting a second look now.
The new law in Colorado allows students who need medical marijuana to use edible pot at public schools, but only as long as a school district agrees. No districts in Colorado currently allow it. Patient advocates are now pushing to modify the law to make it mandatory that schools allow nurses or parents to give medical pot to students. New Jersey made the change in 2015. The schools argue they're being asked to accommodate an activity that, while legal under state law, still breaks federal law. Alex Stone, ABC News.
I'm Ed Poffa with the KWHI Local News Update. A popular chain of local convenience stores is changing owners. Cold Course Petroleum, owners of the Rattlers convenience store chain, has reached an agreement with Sunoco LP to sell its 14 Rattlers convenience stores along with its wholesale motor fuel distribution business. The transaction expected to be completed within the next few months. Now, Colcourst President Jim Colcourst says the company will retain and continue to operate its commercial fuel, bobtail, and lubricant business, and will also retain Colcourst Foods LLC, which currently operates 5 Burger King locations. An 8-month-long investigation by the Washington County Sheriff's Office has led to the arrests of 10 alleged narcotics dealers. Sheriff Otto Honeck announcing the 10 dealers from various locations in and around Washington County. The sheriff says with the cooperation of other law enforcement agencies, including Somerville, Caldwell, and Brenham Police, as well as Burleson and Waller County Sheriff's Offices, a total of 15 first-degree and 14 second-degree felony warrants were issued. Methamphetamines with a street value of over $15,000 and synthetic cannabinoids valued at over $10,000 were confiscated. And during the investigation, a felony auto theft case was also solved. Additional warrants and arrests are expected. Washington County Commissioner is set to act upon the county engineer's recommended annual bid for seal coating for the Road and Bridge Department as they meet Tuesday. Washington County Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. at the Washington County Courthouse. The Friendly Country Forecast calling for cloudy skies, 40% chance of an overnight shower with a low of 64. Tuesday, 50% chance of rain during the day with a high of 77. 80% chance of rain Tuesday night, a low of 61. I'm Ed Poffel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Monster Jam. Hear the roar, feel the rush, and be there as they tear it up. For the only thing bigger than the trucks is the air they catch. See Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more. Don't miss this live event that's part sport, part entertainment, and pure adrenaline. BKT, the official tire of Monster Jam, presented locally by Metro PCS. Coming to the Frank Irwin Center, April 23rd and 24th. Buy your tickets now at TexasBoxOffice.com.
Out here the nights are long. It says the Burnham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. 836-9937, 836-9937, brought to you by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. Open lines. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line. During the first half of the program, head Coach Tara Felder and Haley Wheeler from the Brenham Cubette golf team on the program to talk about Haley's outstanding performance at the district tournament that got her into the regional meet that gets underway tomorrow at River Ridge in Sealy and runs through Wednesday. And Haley hoping to qualify for the state meet. Love to see that happen for that young lady. And again, if you missed it, well, you can catch it on our website, kwhi.com. That's kwhi.com. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. Open lines. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Local sports, college sports, pro sports, whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about the Astros? You want to talk about the Rockets? We'll talk about the Rockets. Team with a ton of talent and two of the biggest superstars in the NBA. And they're not even going to make the playoffs, maybe. And if they don't, it would serve them right. Just saying. Like I kind of like the Rockets, but, you know, when you have a team that management decides we're going to let two big baby pompous, arrogant, weasel superstars run the team, don't mind seeing them fall flat on their face. And so we'll see what becomes of it. Two more games left in the season, and the Rockets find themselves one game out of a playoff spot. Basically, what has to happen is they got to win both of their games, and Utah's got to lose somewhere along the way. Otherwise, Rockets wind up as the last team out of the playoffs, which means they might just get that last pick, which would be a lottery pick, but would be the last lottery pick. And would, as I said, serves them right. They had a good coach in Kevin McHale. Team was strong the last three seasons, got better and better each year. Under Kevin McHale, improved each year. Last year, two wins away from going to the NBA Championship Series. They made it to the Western Conference Finals. They were two wins away. And they come back this year and got off to a slow start. Why? Well, because James Harden came back fat and slow. That's why they got off to a slow start. Their superstar got off to a fat, came back overweight, slow, was just jogging up and down the court. Dwight Howard was pulling his usual Dwight Howard routine, which is the reason why in relatively not that short a career now, he's been around for a while, but he's played for about 10 different head coaches because he's uncoachable. And because of those two big crybabies, Kevin McHale was fired as head coach of the Rockets. And now this team that had all this promise, a team that a lot of people said was going to contend with Golden State and San Antonio for a trip to the NBA Finals, they may not even make the playoffs. And I hope they don't make the playoffs because they don't deserve to. And there'll be some major changes in the offseason with the Rockets. Will they be the right changes? Who knows? Management didn't make the right move at the start of the season, I'll tell you that. 836-9937, 836-9937. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about college sports. We'll talk about the big leagues. Talk about the Astros or the Rangers. How about Texas Notre Dame football? Game two of their four-year agreement is going to be Sunday night, right before Labor Day. Usually that Sunday night before Labor Day, there's usually a halfway decent game with a couple of, pretty good teams. But this year, it's going to be Texas-Notre Dame. And, you know, the great thing about Texas-Notre Dame is that you could have two teams that the year before both went like 3-9 or whatever, and yet the whole world's going to be watching because it's Texas and Notre Dame. You're talking about two of the premier programs in the history of college, not just college football, but college sports. You're talking about two of the richest programs in all of America, and they're going to be squaring off on Monday night, September 4th, prime time. Now, at this moment, there is not a network national TV commitment yet, but don't think it's not going to be very long before there is one, because I guarantee the network's going to be jumping all over each other to get this one Sunday night. There's no NFL. The NFL doesn't start until the next week on the 11th. So expect this game on the 4th to be big time between two of the most prestigious college football programs in history, opening up the season again Sunday night, September 4th, prime time, Texas and Notre Dame. Going to be a big one. Notre Dame won it last year, 38-3. Of course, we all know about the Longhorns' struggles last year, but we'll see. A lot of expectations are for Texas to be a much more competitive team this coming season, to improve on that 5-7 record. Notre Dame, now that tough loss to Stanford the end of the season last year, took them out of a possible chance to play in the college football playoff. They went to a bowl game and just got walloped by Ohio State. And we'll see how Notre Dame comes back, because they lost a lot of very talented players to the NFL draft. So we'll see. Should be a much more competitive game than it was last year. And, again, that's a Sunday night game. Sunday night, September 4th, the Fighting Irish and Texas. And I would be more than happy to accept the gift of a ticket from anybody that's got a spare one out there. This is the Burnham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude, 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call, and we've got open lines here on the Brenham Sports Line.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go! Yeah.
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Rosie, come out tonight!
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude, 836-9937, 836-9937. Here on the Brenham Sports Line. Let's go to the Sports Line, and good evening. How you doing tonight?
What'd you say? Sports talk, Bayou Bengals back in the house. Traveling Bayou Bengals back in the house.
Leslie Bonton Roulet.
Thank you, sir. Hey. I'll stay rolling good with you, too.
Oh, everything's going fine. Everything's going fine, my friend.
Oh, good. Well, you started talking my language there, little college football, so I had to jump in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for the opening weekend for Leonard Fournette to do the Lambeau Leap.
yes, indeed.
Because LSU's opening up at Lambeau Field, and that's going to be a fun game,
that's,
I think,
neat.
In Wisconsin.
College football at Lambeau Field, that's a neat deal.
Yeah, I mean, they came down to Houston a couple years ago, and then we're going back and return the favor up there. And I think that's going to be fun, man. It'll be it's unique. It's, I don't know about recruiting for the Southeastern Conference from up there, but, still, those kids will get an experience that, only a few of them might get to have as a pro, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be in the same dressing room that some of the just greats in the history of pro football got to dress in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I know it's a little early to get excited about it. We're still looking at spring football and all that. But
do you agree with me that the Heisman is Leonard Fournette's to lose?
You know, Doc, I love you. Don't pick him because your picks don't work out so well.
Now, wait a minute here. Oh, man.
No, mine don't either. Mine don't either. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I would agree. He is.
Well, do you agree that he is the favorite?
Yeah.
Going into this season to win the Heisman?
I agree. And, you know, we've got 3 out of the 5 offensive line coming back, and we're waiting on a medical hardship for the big tight end. And if that comes through, holy potatoes. Because when that tight end went down, when Fournette's numbers started going
right
down. So, that Dylan Gordon, good, what a beast. So, I would have to say at this, before everybody keys off, it's his. If the line can block and we could just have a semi-consistent passing game, which I think they're supposedly working on, we'll see about that. But, you'll have a junior quarterback instead of a sophomore, first-year starter. And who knows, man? Who knows?
Yeah, I tell you what, everybody's I'm excited. We're getting there. You know, we've just got a couple of months to go, and then the as much as I like baseball, and I really, really like baseball, there's nothing like football season.
Yeah, I agree.
I cannot wait.
Baseball is a great hot weather sport because it's, you know, not quite the same intensity every single minute. But I do love baseball. I love a good pitcher's duel. I like listening to you and Tommy do the games because he's got such great color that he adds to the games.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fun to work with too.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know what the heck is going on with the Bucks, man. They are struggling right now.
It's one of those things that they've gotten into a funk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's like, you know, we were there this past Saturday, and it just seems like little things, any little thing that could go wrong went wrong.
Yeah. You know? I listened to both games, and I was like, golly. You get a lead, and then you have a middle mistake, and then, you know, or a walk, or you just any little thing.
Yeah, you know, they'd get two outs, and then a two-out walk, and then string together a couple of bases, and all of a sudden, boom, they're giving up two runs with two outs. And it's just that those are the things that aggravate you and drive you crazy. And, you know, Coach McIntyre, you know, God bless him. He's doing the best he can with those guys. It's just right now they're in a little bit of a two-week funk.
Yep.
Just seems like every little thing that can go wrong is kind of going wrong. It's just little things kind of piling up. But now the great thing about baseball is they've got Alvin coming in. Two games Thursday at Blinn, then two games at Alvin on Saturday. You know, they take three out of four from Alvin. They're right back in the middle of things, and you know, and all's good again.
Right. That is, it's the, you know, Skip Bertman, great LSU coach, used to always say the leadoff walk almost always scores, and you can't give anybody any extra outs. And
that's it.
So those couple of things have always, in my mind, man, it's tough. I love baseball. It's such a perfect game. I like it because there's no clock. No matter how far behind you are, if you get hot, you can always come back and win.
Yep.
But it's yeah.
You know, and the great thing about baseball is that all it takes is just some little duck snort flare of a single to maybe drive in a run or two. And all of a sudden, boom, you're on a roll. Next three or four guys up, line drives all over the place.
Yeah.
Let's go. And everything starts to snowball from there. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes is just one little break to go your way. And next thing you know, you've won five of your next six. You've won six out of your next eight. And you're right back in the middle of things.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for the Bucks because I think they've got some talent. And it's not for lack of effort that I can see.
No, they're playing their hearts out.
Yeah.
It's just little breaks not going their way right now.
Right. Well, the Cubs are sitting pretty decent. It'll be interesting to see how the second half of district folds, but, man, what some great pitching performances the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is, you know, and I said this at the start of the season, was that you're going to see with the Cubs a lot of 3-1, 4-2, 2-0 kind of ball games this year. They're not a big hitting club like the Brenhams had some in the past, but their pitching is as good as anybody out there.
Yeah,
well,
their
defense is solid.
You get two back-to-back shutouts, and I'm telling you,
on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're home, what, is it Tuesday night or Wednesday night? I forget.
Tuesday. Well, they're home tomorrow night, but there's an 80% chance of rain, so it might be Wednesday night.
Okay.
At this point, though, they're still set for Tuesday, but as I said, the forecast right now is for a 50% chance of rain throughout the day tomorrow, 80% chance of rain tomorrow night. So we'll let you know what happens there, But it's
the farmers would be happy, but the baseballers probably not so much. So.
Nah, you know, get these games in.
Yeah. It's not like the alumni tournament where everything gets washed out. But.
That's it.
Good night. That was tough. Oh, man. Well, I heard your opinion on the Rockets, and I really hadn't followed basketball that close. But that's probably a pretty accurate assessment. I've always liked Kevin McHale, back from his playing days with the Celtics, all the way up to till now. In fact, I've got a picture hanging on my wall in my office. It's the Big Three, all signed. It's Bird, Parrish, and McHale.
Oh my goodness.
Walking out of a timeout, and I tell you, it's black and white, but it's signed. So
that is awesome.
That's when I really enjoyed basketball. The Celtics versus the Lakers, all of those fantastic finishes. And I haven't. There's a lot of great talent out there now. The game has really changed.
It has. It's changed a lot. It's become everything has to be spectacular. You either have to hit a three-pointer or dunk. You know, the days of Larry Bird just hitting a 10 to 12 foot jump shot are over with.
Right. Or even the old pick and roll.
Because that's not exciting enough.
The Stockton Malone days.
Oh, man.
With the old pick and roll. I mean, those guys made a mint just running that play.
But one thing holds true. One thing will always hold true, and it doesn't matter what era we're in. I firmly believe that in today's game, your boy, Pistol Pete Maravich, would still be a Hall of Famer today.
Oh, my goodness. What a talent.
Still, in my opinion, one of the five greatest basketball players that's ever lived.
Thank you for that. And I heard you, maybe it was a year and a half ago, talking to one of the coaches and told him to pick your all-time team. And you had him on there, and I was just fist bumping the whole time because the guy was, I mean, there wasn't enough TV back then and not enough highlight reels, and ESPN hadn't come around yet, or everybody would know his name.
Yeah.
Because he was that good.
And I think his game was misunderstood in that he really was a great team player.
He could pass.
He didn't have the team around him ever that he could display, because once he got, you know, he was already past his prime when he got to the Celtics, but once he had the talent around him of a Bird and a McHale, you know, but it was too late. It was the end of his career. But you could see that he just loved to dish the basketball. He loved the big pass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you a college story I heard from one of my referee buddies. They were at Rupp at Kentucky, and they were losing. Kentucky had beat them pretty good, and Pistol Pete was out there by the hash mark, standing right in front of Coach Rupp, and he was just sitting there dribbling as the clock ran out. And with about 2 seconds left, he just launched it and looked at Rupp while he shot it, and he hit nothing but the bottom of the net.
There you go.
Yeah.
But you know, getting back to the Rockets, it's just, you know, Harden came in fat and slow, was out of shape, and McHale called him out on it. He didn't do it publicly. He did it behind closed doors. And what happened? The very next day, Harden runs to management, whines and cries, and the next day, Kevin McHale's looking for a job.
I wish my management had my back like that.
Oh, man.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, because it doesn't work. The organization doesn't work that
no.
way.
Yeah, no. And isn't it awful coincidental that every team that Dwight Howard has ever gone to has changed coaches at least once, if not twice, while he's there?
Well, I didn't study it, but now that you say it, no. Okay.
Yeah, he's played for, I believe, seven different head coaches in his career.
Hmm.
And this is supposed to be a superstar center.
Yeah, well, he can put up some points, but hey, if you don't have chemistry, I mean, it's five-person team, you know, or more. You got to have subs. You got to have, it's more than just an individual sport. Now, that Haley Wheeler, I hope she does great. She's one heck of a young lady. She's also a great photographer, by the way.
Really?
I hope you knew that.
Ah.
Yeah.
What's that? But, we'll have to post some of her pictures.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, she's a class act, and we wish her all the best.
Yeah.
As everyone knows, golf, any hole in golf can get the best of anybody at any time.
Oh, yeah.
I put up a 7 on a 3 many times.
Yeah, more times than I think I can count.
Well, I put up 7 more than I put up 3.
Yeah, you better believe that. Like I said, you know, my attitude is a 7, I'm 7, hey, it's better than an 8.
That's right.
That's
like a snowman.
It.
That's right. It's just a crooked number. It's not a snowman.
There you go. Oh, my goodness.
All right, Doc. Well, you have a great rest of your Monday.
All right.
Enjoy the chat, and we'll catch up soon.
It was fun, my friend. You take it easy.
Sir. All right.
All right. Always fun to visit with the Bayou Bengal here on the Brenham Sports Line, 836-9937 here on the Sports Line. We're going to wrap things up coming up right after these messages.
Running shoes and join me, Brooke Huckert, for the second annual Mayfest Royalty Run on Saturday, April 30th. The Kids Activity Mile will kick off at Holt Park at 8 a.m., and your kids are going to love this. There's tons of fun activities that they'll get to do, and our 5K will follow through the countryside of Brenham. No street highways. Registration is open at raceroster.com, and you can also find our link on mayfest.org or our Facebook page. All proceeds are going to Costa for Kids. April 30th is a great day for some fitness feel-good, so don't be shy. Be sure and check us out.
It's Patient Appreciation Week at Barte Chiropractic in Brenham. This is Trish, and yes, I know what you're thinking. Didn't Barte Chiropractic just celebrate Patient Appreciation Week last week? Yes, we did, and the response was so great that we couldn't get all the patients. So we've extended Patient Appreciation Week through this Friday. That means if you're a new patient to Barte Chiropractic, all this week you can receive your initial exam, consultation, and x-rays, if necessary, all for just $29. That's right, you get your exam, consultation, and x-rays, which would normally cost about $200, for only $29 this week only. Make your appointment today by calling 979-836-5591. Patient Appreciation Week ends this Friday, for real. So give me a call today at 979-836-5591. Let Barte Chiropractic improve your life by getting rid of your back, neck, and leg pains. Learn more at BarteChiropractic.com or visit us at 352 Stonehill Drive in Brenham.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Class Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And I want to thank Coach Tara Felder and Haley Wheeler for joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line, talking Brenham Cup at golf. And again, we wish Haley the best of luck tomorrow at the region tournament in Sealy. Coming up, it's Houston Astros baseball. The Astros and the defending world champion Kansas City Royals from Minute Maid Park. All here on KWHI. We'll see you again next week at the Brenham Sports Line. Same bat time, same bat channel.